is there such a thing as work-life balance? So, as of late, especially in the last few years, a lot more talk is going on around having a work-life balance, especially as things like mental health is coming more and more into the forefront. People are talking about that more and are more careful about it, more conscious of it, which is a good thing. And so with that, there's been this phrase even I heard the other day, somebody calling it hustle porn, you know, basically calling out anybody who is obsessed with grinding and working and, you know, hustling, you know, trying to get to the goals that they have set for themselves. It was said in a sort of like a derogatory way where this person is obsessed with hustle porn. People really misunderstand this notion of hustling and working and the fact that what does work-life balance mean? So in my opinion, if there is something that you want to reach, the higher the level of that achievement is for you, you know, the higher that goal is, the more outside of the bell curve it is, the more, you know, as David Goggins would call it, uncommon amongst the uncommon you want to be, the more you're going to have to sacrifice work-life balance. And, you know, the term is work-life balance, but whatever, even if it's a certain hobby that you take really seriously, like photography, like training, right? Becoming a really, like a powerlifter, right? Anything that you have that you want to get to a level, like the higher and higher that level is, the more you're going to have to sacrifice work-life balance. In my opinion, it just can't be done otherwise. Now, I will say one thing. In this day and age, the introduction of technology and you know, the things that we have at our disposal is amazing. It's amazing how much things can be leveraged or allocated to software, to technology, or even, you know, to other relatively cheap labor. Whereas this was not possible just a few decades ago, just a couple of decades ago, it was not possible. But nowadays it is. So, with that being said, there is now such a thing of having the same work-life balance, but being able to achieve more with it. So, you know, maybe 30 years ago, when you really wanted to only work 5-hour days, 6-hour days, clock off, and spend the rest of the day with your family and relaxing, watching Netflix, whatever. Nowadays, doing the same thing, utilizing your time well, if you've got that, if you learn that skill of optimizing time usage, you can definitely get further than you could 30 years ago. That's absolutely true. You can become relatively richer. You can, I wouldn't say wealthy, but you can certainly become, you know, relatively more well off for a comparable person back then. You can certainly achieve more. Just in general, any field that you have, if technology can be utilized and you utilize it and you're capable of managing your time well and dedicating yourself to it, you can definitely achieve more. I believe this. But why not? It's kind of like the case of like when they say talent doesn't mean anything if you're not willing to work hard. But the argument is, how about if you're talented and you work hard? Then you'll kick everybody's ass, obviously. Or they say, you know, quality over quantity. Okay, but what about you have quality and quantity? Why does it have to be mutually exclusive, right? The same thing here. So, yes, there's technology, there's other things that you can utilize and leverage and things like that. But if you really, really want to get to a particular place, a high place, why not use the time that you have, especially if you're younger, especially if you're younger. I think anybody who's young, relatively young, and they have aspirations to reach a high level, they really, really do, like a really, really high level. And they get sort of dragged towards work-life balance, this concept of work-life balance, people telling them not to do so, not to do what they're doing, working as hard as they do, I think they will end up regretting that much later down the track. Because you're only young for so long, and let's face it, when you're in your early 20s, even all through your 20s really, you don't really have the resources, although you've got plenty of time and energy, you don't really have the resources to really live it up, right? Because to do so, if that's what you're into, like traveling and doing things like experiencing things that are outside of the norm, typically involves you needing to have resources. You either need to know people and or have expendable income to be able to do that. And so in your 20s and even into your 30s, those are the times when you can really and should really work hard, in my opinion, whilst leveraging those technologies and the new resources that you have at your disposal to get to where you want to go to. Now, 30 years ago, you may have had to start in your 20s and you wouldn't reach those levels by the time you're 35, 40, or even into your 40s. But nowadays, if you start in your 20s, you might be done by the time you're 30. If you utilize those things properly, if you do this, the things that you need to be doing. So what I've found over time is that, and through my own actions and experiences, and this is all just my opinion and my experience. This is my opinion based on my experiences. I feel that there really isn't such a thing as a work-life balance. Actually, I'll correct that. I believe it's not like there is or isn't such a thing as a work-life balance. I believe it's a sliding scale. The higher the thing that you want to reach is, like the more outside of the norm it is, if you want to become the best or the top 1% or the top 10% or the top 50% in the world at something, each of those things have different level of sacrifice that you need to make, okay? If you want to be just an employee at the place that you're at, it requires no sacrifice. If you're already employed, you got a job there, good. You clock in 9 to 5, you go home, spend time with your family. You've already reached your goal. If the level of your goal is low, the amount of sacrifice that you have to make is also going to be low. But if you want to now be the general manager of that company, if you want to someday work to being the CEO of that company, you're going to have to make much more sacrifices than somebody who just wants to work there and just be employed. But ultimately, it comes down to you and you sitting down and thinking, what is it that I actually want to achieve with my life? And then getting really honest with yourself and really clear with yourself about what it is that you need to do to be able to reach that place, that level in your life, and then going for it. So I don't think you should take, you know, work-life balance so much as an on and off thing, zero or one, and like a positive or a negative. It's a sliding scale more so. And you first need to understand and decide definitively what is it that you're happy with. And that's when you can make the decision. Some people are genuinely happy having a more relaxed lifestyle, just making enough to pay the bills and be able to go out on the weekend a couple of times, eat at a half decent restaurant, be with friends, enjoy family, etc., etc. They are well centered in their identity and in where they want life to take them, right? Others know that that is not the life for them. They want to fly first class everywhere. They want to experience everything this world has to offer. They want to live top-notch luxury, etc., etc. Well, both of those people are going on different trajectories. They both have different tolls that you have to pay. And once you become clear about which trajectory you're going, then you will know what kind of tolls you got to pay.